Agenda item number 19. Request for a public hearing pertaining to sharks.
This is actually going to be the combination of the public hearings. All in one, which in the future will just list a single agenda item and list the public hearings. So the first one is sharks, and in particular it's spiny dogfish. So for the May meeting, staff is requesting to establish the spiny dogfish commercial harvest quota for the upcoming fishing season. It does go up a little bit. I think you've had some information in the past that still the industry hasn't caught up to the quota because of several problems in the European Union, mainly for export and allowances. But nonetheless, that quota does rise a little bit. Item two really contains several items about blue crab. The first one involves Chapter 270, and staff is requesting to modify those provisions to really take care of the situation that the chapter looks at 2014-15, so we'll need to change that to 2015-2016. The current regulation expires July 4th, 2015, so we'll have to roll that over a year. And at the same time, we'll be looking at advertising restrictions that are in place now, possible changes to those. So, for example, would the commission want to change the bushel limits? Would the commission want to look at what occurred on the front and back end of all other gears except crab pot, where for this year it's established that May 1 was the startup date for all other gear except for crab pot, which started March 17. So this doesn't indicate changes will occur. It just indicates we need to advertise to get that information not only to you but to the public. And then we have a new addition here with the capital two O's here, where we have situations we understand from law enforcement where there are individuals who are operating both as a harvester and a buyer on the same vessel as a way to circumvent the limits. We don't, as staff here in fisheries, we don't have all the information yet, but we think it's a wise idea to at least advertise this, work on a little bit, and then at least by the May meeting, we'll know a little bit more. Another crab issue is in a different chapter, 370, and that's on culling. And you heard from the report from Ms. Haney earlier that there was a motion to allow the dark-colored sponge crabs to be possessed as of June 1st rather than July 1st as it is currently. And so staff would like to advertise that. We're being careful to say as early as June 1st so that there can be some moderation. And I think there was one situation last night which I hadn't heard before. We were asked by Johnny Graham at the Crab Management Advisory Committee whether the sponge crab regulation preceded or followed the major augmentation of the sanctuary, the blue crab sanctuary. And, of course, the sponge crab regulation, prohibition on dark-colored sponges, went into effect in 1996. The sanctuary was increased both in 2000 and 2002. So I thought that was a very good point that we had not heard before, and you'll hear more points, I'm sure, at the public hearing. The other part concerns the sanctuary, and that's in Chapter 752, and there are two items there. The one was reported on by Ms. Haney, which is the request to take part of Area 4, which starts out on the mouth area above the mouth or outside the mouth and goes down to the Carolina line to allow part of that area to be open for crabbers who get pushed in and congested into the inside areas. We can report more on that later on, but I think even in 2007 when this extension was adopted, it was stated that there's very little use there. And last night, Dr. Lipschitz indicated that he did not think it was an area that had very much to do as far as spawning area. But we'll hear from Dr. Lipschitz at the May meeting. But we would like to advertise that. And also, to possibly modify, we might want to word that differently, the season closure that exists in Area 1 and 2. So what's going on there is Area 2 is the 1942 sanctuary, which is defined by the Code of Virginia, and Area 1 is the area above it. And this idea is that it may be possible, as staff indicated earlier, that Dr. Lipschitz can still configure some situation for especially the northern section of this sanctuary where there could be a date change without it being a substantial loss in spawning potential. And that's really the way that Dr. Lipschitz has portrayed changes in the sanctuary as changes in spawning potential. So no idea where that will end up with the commission, but I do think it's probably worthwhile to advertise it as long as we're going out with these other items. And finally, for blue crab, each year the commission has to consider whether to close the winter crab dredge fishery season. And that's in accordance with the code and also a court ruling back from 2009. So we'll have to have that as an advertisement, make sure we don't forget that as well. A couple of other items away from crabs. There has been work within the agency by several in the agency in terms of the relay. The commissioner has mentioned before that this is something that can be quite time-consuming for the Marine Police, especially, as you heard previously, with the number of condemned areas that were leased. If everyone says we're going to start relaying, the police are going to be way too busy. So the idea here is to head towards a different system, which will take some funding to get others involved, contractuals I'll call them, and so there's going to be a request to establish a daily permit and an associated fee for the harvest and relay of condemned shellfish. And that would be in Chapter 1290. However, all our fees for the last 7 or 8 years, if we have a fee, it's placed into Chapter 1090. So we would also advertise that concurrently to make sure that we put the fee in the correct regulation. The last item is pertaining to SCUP, and this is a request to establish the commercial summer period harvest quota as 13,646 pounds. These are the ones that try men's, women's, everyone's patience, because we have a lot of situations, which has been mentioned before, where the combination of the ASMSC machine and the Mid-Atlantic machine, by the time the dust settles, it's usually a few pounds here or there in difference. We also face that with bluefish right now, which you'll probably hear about June. What the ASMSC gave us for a bluefish quota, the Mid-Atlantic Council is 43 pounds difference or something. So I don't think they're taking into account all the state costs and advertising and everything else, but we hope someday that gets better. So those are the items that we request to advertise for the May 26th hearing. And I'm going to put the crab ones back in particular.
Well, let me start this. Are there other potential changes to crab management that come to mind that you'd like to see advertised? I think this gives us a suite of options. Over the next month or so, we'll have a much better idea of what the spawning potential costs are on each, and we can make an informed decision here off of this potential menu. But if there are other ideas that you had, now's the time to add them in, I think.
Mr. Grist and I have a little red book, and so does everyone on my staff, and it's all the crab regulations. So what we did during the lunch break was to sit down and start going through regulation through regulation through regulation to figure out if there might be something else. But that doesn't mean...
What a fun lunch.
Yes, it was really delicious. But that doesn't mean that you won't have other ideas. I just wanted to let you know that we did sort of comb through everything.
You want to have a discussion about the advertising for a public hearing on the relaying permit public hearing coming up and where that's going? If everybody's comfortable with where this train is headed for public hearings, that's great. In which case, I'll throw it open to the audience here. Is there anybody in the audience here who wishes to be heard on any of these matters here that are requests for public hearings, for the commercial dogfish quota here, for potential crab management changes, for relaying of shellfish from condemned waters here, or pertaining to a potential 43-pound change to scup?
One question.
Ms. Haney.
You've got to modify the season closure for commercial and recreational crab harvesting in area one and two of the blue crab sanctuary. But there's no modification of, we're not advertising to change any dates of seasons for blue crabs or feelers.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
And first of all, it's really modifying to the first point that you made, the commercial and recreational crab harvesting only in area one, as far as that goes. So area two is just the commercial crab harvesting area.
Okay.
But to your question, in the first item after the two, where's my little, right up here, that is when it's talking about restrictions on lawful harvesting dates on a gear-specific basis. That covers all the other gears involved. And in fact, this doesn't preclude the commission looking at the crab pot gear, which is the bushel limits and everything else. So I think we're covered.
Mr. Sussex.
I have a question talking about opening up Area 4 from Lynn Haven down to Rudy Inlet. What would be the dates of that? Is that, when would that be open?
And then we would determine, or it would be second fourth.
Right now it's closed May 16 through September 15. There's no reason, if it were open, I think last night the assumption was it would not be closed, but it's not the entire area. That entire area goes all the way down to the Carolina line. It would be an area that goes out a half a mile offshore from the Capes, essentially, and it would be much more limited.
And all I'm doing is pointing something out to being familiar with that area. In the summertime, from May till September, that stretch from beachfront to a half mile out, Rudy Inlet up to Lynn Haven is extremely, extremely busy with boat traffic. You've got the charter boats going out, the head boats. You've got areas between the pier and Rudy Inlet that are used by the jet skis. And again, I'm not throwing a wet blanket on it. I'm just bringing something up that maybe should be considered during the
Rudy Rocket.
Rudy Rocket.
I can respond to that. In 2006 or 7, and I think it was 2007, when that area was added on, the comments from the harvesters were that only four harvesters harvest in that area. And I was a little skeptical because we didn't have the data right in front of us. We have since looked at even the dates before the sanctuary closes, and the number of harvesters, their data can't even be talked about except to the commission because of the rule of three. So I think it's worthwhile to, you know, hear from the public, but my understanding throughout the years is that is a hardly used crab area, and it would probably end right above Rudy Inlet anyway. But we would have a chart. You could look at the chart, and, you know, that might help to look at that situation.
Mr. Zeta.
I would suggest that if we plan on doing that, that we notify the City Council of Virginia Beach by letter or by phone, the mayor, because I go out of that area too, and like over in the Eastern Shore, over at the park there, when it's crabbing season, you can hardly get a boat out of there. There's so many crab pots everywhere, and I think like we were talking a little bit about some of this, these oyster grounds last time about against landowners' property and how it defaces the property and things like that. And I can see from Virginia Beach, I don't live in Virginia Beach, but I can still see that if this thing backfired and there was thousands of pots, that's a long way from Cape Henry to North Carolina line. And if you got, you know, 4,000 crab pots through there, I can see that as being a problem. The other thing I would suggest is the government be notified because at the beach there, Camp Pendleton or whatever it's called, and then you got Dam Neck, that may have an issue with those.
Cut it off from Rudy Inlet, but
you know, a comment in back of me is it wouldn't be that far south or anything, and we can certainly notify Virginia Beach, but I think we remember that this was only started in 2007, and certainly with the number of crabbers, I don't know all their license pot amounts, but you're probably looking at no more than 1,000 because of the license limits pots. But, you know, crab pots are prevalent, not like they used to be, but they are prevalent in some areas, and our phones ring every spring about why crab pots are next to this or next to my dock or next to here. I mean, that is true, but I mean, at the same time, this may deflect a small part of the effort away from the Lynn Haven area is the idea as well, which is also a pretty popular place as well. But I think all that can be helped by the public comment as well. I know for certain that those who are interested in this area will be at the public hearing, and they know the area best as far as the crabbing, so I think that'll help.
Well, it might ease it up in the Lynn Haven area, some of the pots up in there and some up in, you know, the Rudy area where they do crab a lot because they're pinned there.
Right.
They can't
right
go nowhere else, so, you know, you'll be gaining one, losing the other.
So are we all good with advertising public hearings with these limitations for both spiny dogfish, oyster reef, shellfish relaying, crabs, and scup? And I'll give a last call here to the public. Is there anybody in the public that wishes to be heard on any of these matters? Okay.
Motion to approve request for public hearings.
Motion to basically approve agenda item number 19, 20, and 21, the staff recommendations for public hearings for all three of those. Motion by Mr. Erskine.
Second.
Correct. Matt clarifies also what I mentioned here for the pertaining to stuff. The motion by Mr. Erskine, I heard a second down here. Second by Mr. Zedron here. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chairman is aye as well here. Public hearings are approved.
Thank you.
Is there anything else on the agenda from fisheries?
I think we dispensed with the Commercial Fishing Advisory Board earlier. So
yes, we did. I believe that covers the agenda. Thank you all very much. The meeting is adjourned at 2:30.